Welcome back to the show, my friends. Happy Monday. I hope you've had a wonderful, wonderful weekend and that you feel super charged and so ready to dive into this week. We are going to be talking about something this week that could be a little bit controversial for this show, something that we don't generally or usually connect with spirituality or with the idea of self-care, but actually it so aligns if we do it with the right intention. This week, we're going to talk a little bit about beauty, about feeling beautiful. And when I say feeling beautiful, what I really think feeling beautiful actually means is looking in the mirror and seeing our inner self actually shine. Looking in the mirror and feeling like ourselves, seeing ourselves on the other end. There's ways to go about using beauty practices and fashion and makeup to hide who we are, to cover ourselves up, to cover our faces up, to cover our bodies up, or to try to conform or to try to change and to look like somebody else. And then there are ways to use those same things, to use clothes and accessories and makeup and how we do our hair and all those things that many of us do in different ways, small or large, every day, to actually let our most authentic, highest selves shine through. And what I want to do today is play around a little bit with those practices that we might already have and check in with, are we using these things in an authentic way? When I wake up in the morning, if I do my makeup, does it make me feel like myself? Or am I doing it because I feel like there's parts of me that I need to hide? Am I trying to look like somebody else? Am I actually letting myself take up the space that I deserve? The reason I feel very inspired to have this be our work this week is because I have spent the past 8 months living in sweatpants and yoga pants. And over the past week or so, I've just started feeling a little bit more like myself just by getting back into the world of dressing myself in ways that feel like who I am, getting out of those sweatpants finally, and just playing around with accessorizing and doing my makeup in gentle, fun ways that make me feel like me. And there's something so precious about adornment, about letting our inner goddesses come out. And it's not at all about looking the same or fitting into a mold or looking like somebody else or society's idea or standards of beauty. Not at all. It's about us feeling like who we actually are. So already today, if you want, if we have our intention this week be, this week I will let my most authentic self take up space and shine. Take a moment just to check in with how you feel around any beauty practices that you already have. How do you feel in the clothes that you're wearing right now? Do they align with who you are? Do they align with the season that you're in right now? Is there something you would like to add or remove or tweak or focus on to actually feel more like you? The clothes we put on in the morning, the makeup we use in the morning, how we do our hair, the jewelry we choose, all of those things make an impact on how we feel. And every single thing that you connect with in the day has a charge, it has an energy, it has a vibration. And that thing can either help us elevate or it can actually bring us down. So is there something about what you're wearing today or how you chose to adorn yourself or not today that isn't in alignment with how you actually feel? Is there something you could tweak or shift a little bit to feel more like you? This week, I will let my most authentic self take up space and shine. I feel really excited to dive into some inner work around this week. Thank you so much for being here. I think we're going to have a fun week. It's going to come with some action for sure. We're going to get playful and have fun talking about beauty. Thanks so much for being here. I'll be back tomorrow.